from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it.
Friday show. It's like a bonus, really. We should be paying extra for this because Ellie doesn't normally put together a podcast for Friday.
Yeah, well, look, Friday shows are usually jam-packed with competitions and regular segments and stuff. They just don't make the best podcast.
It was a great show this afternoon, though. You are in for an absolute treat. What are we calling today's show?
I've
got something.
Mum's bunny above her bum.
Oh, yeah, that is good. What about Bastion of Morality?
Oh, Bastion of Morality, also good.
Like really good from you. Where'd you get the word bastion from?
I don't know. Bastion of Morality has just always been in my vocab. My dad might have used to say it or something.
Oh, okay. It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because we're talking to Deb about stealing bikes.
Mm.
As you do.
As you do.
It's coming up.
You'll hear.
And then you've gone, you're an absolute bastion of morality. Bang.
Should I try use bastion in more ways on the show?
Do you think you can get it out next week during the show at some point?
Absolutely. I'm a bastion of radio skills,
so
I'll give it a try.
No, you can't just shoehorn it like that. Monday's show, you need to use the word bastion.
Okay. Done. All right, enjoy the podcast. We'll speak to you again next week.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We want to hear right now your tattoo regrets.
Yeah, 545-11919. Sunny Coast, we do have family passes to give away to the Sunshine Coast Agricultural Show. We'd love you to win one. We want to know about those tattoos that you regret. After yesterday, we asked the question, what happened when you lost the bet? And Tash from Caloundra called through.
Years ago, when we were all having drinks and forget what teams were playing, but the boys had made a bet on it, and whoever lost had to let the other one give them a tattoo. And so my mate Russell woke up sober the next morning with flames where his eyebrow should have been.
Eyebrow?
Yes, and to this day, you still see the flames sticking out at the top of his eyebrows, and we just pissed ourselves laughing.
I just feel like tattoo guns should never be brought into bets.
It's so funny, though, the fact that you can still see the flames to this day.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about it on the way home yesterday. We're going, oh, my gosh, can't believe there's a guy with flames instead of eyebrows. So 545-11919 Sunny Coast. What tattoo have you got that you regret? Doesn't have to be flames on your eyebrows, good.
No.
You just have to regret it. And you could be scoring a family pass to the Sunshine Coast Agricultural Show starting Friday 14th. Tickets at sunshinecoastshow.com.au.
I had an ex-boyfriend get a tattoo once.
Here we go. Did you give him the tattoo?
No, I did not know he was getting the tattoo. He got the words Ellie tattooed on him.
This is
without
gold.
My knowledge. Didn't know about it.
Where?
On his hip. Like, top of his hip.
How long were you
Ellie
dating for?
Ellie in running riding. Oh, by that stage, we've been dating for a couple of years. But I was 19 or something, 20.
That's still a huge call.
We then broke up and he got the tattoo covered up because he was South African with the continent of Africa.
Oh.
He just had an Ellie coloured into Africa.
What country did you become? You're the Madagascar
or
something.
I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? I didn't get close enough ever again.
We heard yesterday that Tash's mate has flames instead of eyebrows.
I mean, I've been wanting to get my eyebrows tattooed, but not flames.
Not like
I want to get the like cosmetic feathering one.
You want tattoo, yeah. Like eyebrow tattoos, don't you? Hey, Luke from Rosemount, welcome to the show, mate.
Thank you.
Tell us about your tattoo regret, Luke.
Well, a few years ago, we ended up with a tattoo gun. Yeah, and I got a guy pushing a lawnmower across my pubic hair.
Jim's Mowing is going to love that billboard, Luke.
Luke, which of your mates got tasked with tattooing that on you?
Oh, to be honest, I couldn't tell you. I can't remember.
Do you want to complete the set, get the whippersnipper out and maybe have a full team working on it?
Some secateurs on the sides of your thighs.
Secateurs. That's not a word I was expecting from today's show. Oh, Luke, I love it.
I don't know if this is too much to ask, but like, do you shave accordingly just to really complete the picture?
I mean, I have before.
Okay, cool. All right, that's all I need to know. Love I don't it, need Luke. To ask anymore.
He's in the draw for the tickets as well, the Sunshine Coast Agricultural Show. We've got a family pass up for grabs. Oh, Luke, I am crying. That's
oh,
so good.
Oh, my goodness. All right, keep these calls coming. We want to hear more stories of tattoo regret. 545-11-919.
Is it a Ryobi? You know, what's the brand
surely
name?
Surely not a Zito. Esme is in Mooloolabah. Now, Esme, you're calling because your mum's got a tattoo she regrets. Is that right?
Yes.
What is it?
A bunny on the top of her bottom.
So many questions, but can't ask a kid. Esme, is mum in the car at the moment?
Yes.
Mum, when did we start regretting the bunny on the top of the bum?
Probably when I was 18.
So pretty quick. It was a pretty quick turnaround on the regret ratio.
Are we talking like Bugs Bunny or, you know, like quite a lifelike looking bunny? What type of bunny is it?
So the girls think it's an Easter bunny, okay. But it's a Playboy bunny.
Oh. I was going to ask, is it like a tortoise in the hare kind of situation? But. We won't go there.
She's just a big fan of Easter.
I was 16 when I thought it would be a good idea to get a Playboy bunny tattooed on the lower part of my back, just above my bottom. Regret it, and I'm paying for it now by getting it removed.
Are you? Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It's a classy tat, girlfriend. I reckon keep it around. The Easter bunny. You're just the Easter bunny's biggest fan.
Oh, yeah, no. Not when you're nearly 40, it's not a good look.
Love it. Hey, Esme, guess what?
What?
You guys have scored the family pass to the Sunshine Coast show. You're going.
Oh, the crowd goes wild.
You got to say a big thank you to Mum, though.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the Easter Bunny, you wouldn't be getting the tickets.
Can you say thanks, Mum's Easter Bunny?
Thank you.
Hey, it's the Sunshine Coast Show starting Friday 14. Keep it down. Tickets at sunshinecoastshow.com.au.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Now, you're about to ask a question. Can I break the law? Aren't you?
Well, that's one way to look at it, Taz.
Because
one way
you're already a criminal on this show because I offered you some of my shapes, my cheese and bacon shapes I've got. You took like 3/4 in a big handful.
I tried to take 3, but the third was crumpled up with a whole bunch of others. So
yeah,
it ended up being
of your
more
big,
like a
fat
7.
Hands in my box of shapes. I got none left.
Do you? Yes,
like
you
none
do.
Left.
You got plenty.
Yeah, no,
calm
I got
your
plenty.
Farm.
But stop stealing from me. That's all I'm saying.
The ethical conundrum that I'm in at the moment is I've moved into my new house in Sunshine Cove a month and a bit ago, maybe 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And since I moved in, every day when I scoot to work, I scoot past something that's been left behind.
Oh.
2 bicycles have been parked near a park bench in the Cove. With no houses around, like
bike
it's not
lock?
Anyone's backyard.
Bike lock?
No bike lock. Just Ooh. On the stand next to the park bench.
Yep.
A child's bike and an adult's bike. They've been there for the 5 weeks that I've lived there.
5 weeks?
Yes. Now, Mama's in the market for a new bike. I would quite like to start.
Have you gone over and
cycling?
And seen that the kid's one's your size? Is that what you've done?
No.
Oh, I like the pink tassels on this.
I've got my eye on the adult's one.
You're only 4'3", so you'd fit the bike perfectly.
Well, I just feel like, am I a thief for taking the bike or am I doing the neighbourhood a service in removing obviously unwanted waste from a public area?
It's a moral conundrum. All right, Sunny Coast, 545-11-919. What are you doing in this situation?
Yeah, do I take the bike? Or, you know, I mean, I could make every attempt to find the owner, but I don't know, what do? Like, go and door knock and say, did you leave your bike parked there for the last 5 weeks?
One of our favourites has called the show, Deb from Currumundi. Hello, Deb.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Oh, Deb, the bastion of morality. Welcome to the show. Thank you. I need
you. I'm writing
help.
That down. That's great.
Well, my answer is not anything to do with morality, but if they're sat there for 5 weeks and no one's taken them, I'm wondering why. And so then I'm starting to get suspicious, you know, like, are they a trap?
Maybe they're stolen goods already.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just think that it's a bit odd that they're there and no one's missed them. They're either just complete rubbish or someone's, like, setting a trap. And now that you've put it out to the whole sunny coast, I wouldn't go near them.
True. I might get home tonight and they've already been taken by someone who's been listening.
Maybe Ellie's been setting a trap this whole time and she's talking about it on the air, trying to fool some unsuspecting sunny coaster to go along.
I think
they're your bikes and you're trying to set someone up.
To steal them?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I mean, that seems like a real waste of time for everyone, for sure.
Yeah, you're not that smart. You're not that smart.
All right, Deb.
Deb, what about this as an idea? Right? She goes over and leaves a note on the bikes.
Oh.
And if that note is still there in 2 weeks, they're yours.
And say what? Hello, do you want to keep this bike or can I have it, please?
Hello, fellow cyclist. You got a sweet ride here. I'm coming back in 2 weeks to get it. Move your bikes or else. Ellie Chaney from CFM 545-11919.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
We've had a big week. We've had a fair bit on.
What have we done? It's felt like a blur.
Well, funny you say that because I've got 2.5 minutes of a recap of the week that's been. Let's have a
listen.
The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
It's The Highlight Tapes by Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
3, 2, 1.
Things we achieved on this week's Ellie and Taz show. We determined the silliest fight that a couple has had on the Sunshine Coast.
My mum bought the wrong orange juice and my dad didn't speak to her for 2 days. It was the store brand instead of Golden Circle.
We cross live to the State of Origin change rooms ahead of the big game.
It's funny enough, they have all these snacks in the middle of the table to give them energy. So, like, snakes or, like, those banana lollies you used to have when you were a kid.
Yes.
A heap of them, a bit of jelly beans just to give them a bit of an energy hit and, like, little cut-up bananas. So it was interesting to see they've got the fully catered dressing room as well.
We spitballed a new location for a major world attraction. There's an MP down in Melbourne who's trying to bring Disneyland to Australia.
Oh,
he wants
good.
To open one up in Melbourne. Imagine
oh,
that.
Oh, no, not in Melbourne.
Yeah, I know. Surely you'd bring it on.
Oh, Ruchador.
I don't know. We've got a fair few theme
parks. Disneyland, Udlow.
No, Disneyland, Dadillabar.
Dadillabar. Disneyland, Periyarriyarriyarriyarriyar.
Surely then there'd be a definitive way to say it. If it's on the world map
surely,
like that,
yeah.
They'd figure it out.
100%.
We tried to reinvigorate a well-known saying.
There's also going to be millions of people
who couldn't give a rat's butt.
Why do we give the butt? Let's
well, I feel like that's
that
the worst part of the butt, the rat. Or is the mouth the... What's dirtier, a rat's mouth or a rat's butt?
Let's look, we do ask the big questions, don't we?
And we got a whole bunch of hacks on how to trick your kids.
If he doesn't take his medicine, like his antibiotics, we'll have to take him to hospital and they'll push it up his bottom.
The home ice cream guy comes around like once a week, dinging his bell non-stop, and my kids drive me crazy. So when they were younger, I told him that he only rings the bell when he's run out of ice cream.
So my daughter started to learn to tell the time, and I thought it was the perfect opportunity to turn the clock forward a little bit. And I made bedtime a little earlier, so I had that little bit longer of peace and quiet. So I do recommend.
So I guess we'll just do it all again next week, hey? As you know by now, no one works harder.
In what percentage of hard workers do you think you are? Oh. You in the top 5%?
Yeah, top three. Yeah.
So you rolled in at midday today. I
actually squeezed in a bath this morning.
We went to Beefy's for lunch. We came back about 1:30. You lay on the couch and got a massage from me.
No
in
one.
A work meeting.
No one works harder. Taz, I've said it before, I'll say it again.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.